Hello.
Hey, Meek.
Hey.
I know this is frustrated. I can hear it in your voice. No, I heard the whole conversation. So he tried talking to the billing department, and they looked in the system, and they're stating that you would need to get something from the county assistance guaranteeing that they're going to pay the agency from the 8th on into the 28th when the off ends, because they're going to go without payment. So it's like all the caregivers are going to be working for free, and they can't pay them. So that's the only problem. We ain't got nothing to bill anything. And I've seen this happen several times where when the paperwork is not updated with the county because somebody is not doing their job on their end, people have went without service for about a month or two until they corrected it. And when they do backdate it, they assume that they backdate it to when services stop, and they don't do it. They backdate it to the date that they want to put the date in. That's what I'm saying. If they backdate it, we not guaranteed. They might backdate it for March the 1st because he has an authorization that ends on the 28th. So we don't even know what's going to happen after the 28th.
I understand, but I was on there yesterday, and I took everything I was supposed to take. And
I know. And
it seemed like
a
everything
process.
Was...
Nope, it's a process. When they normally do that, when that paperwork...
They said that it's up to the agency. She said the agency would get paid, but it's up to the agency to still support, provide the
but
services.
But the problem
she
is... We can continue, but the problem is, if the caregivers work, can you guarantee that they're going to be paid from this waiver term on this date until y'all figure that out? So nobody is guaranteeing anything. It's nothing in writing. Nothing is specifying that these caregivers is going to get paid for providing service. And I would hate to have people work for free and then we can't pay them. Because then that's
I mean,
going to be
out of my hands because they said that they would get paid. That's what they said. They said that they. She said the caretaker, the agency knows that they can retro act. They, I don't even know what that means.
No,
it's
not.
Retro,
they can retro it, but it takes for the county assistants to put that retro date in. Sometimes they don't do that. And it's just no.
Because I'm just going off of what she said. She said I should be fine. And when somebody came in last night, I thought, okay, well.
No,
because
when I came
about.
In this morning, then, I thought it was in. But when I looked in the system, and then Sarah looked in the system, and then our authorization department looked in the system that deals with the promise, you know, screen with the county assistance and a waiver, and she informed us that, no, they didn't update it. So if she sent that paperwork in and they confirmed it, they should have put something in the system. And it's nothing showing up on his file as of yet. Let me see in general.
But see, the thing about it is, had I known that earlier, like, y'all call me at 4:40. It's nothing I can do about it now. I could have went down there earlier and let them know that, hey, they need for y'all to either update the system or give them something saying that they would, y'all were retroactive that. I could have did something earlier rather than an hour before somebody's supposed to come in for my grandfather. Y'all tell me this. I can't do anything till the morning.
I had forwarded this message over to Jose to contact you. This was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12. This was 11 something this morning.
You say I could have did something then. I can't do nothing at 4:40. You understand? I'm
right.
Thinking everything is fine. At 11:40, I could have been down there all day like I was yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't mind because whatever I got to do, I got to do. But at 4:40, you telling me this, and I'm expecting a caretaker in an hour and 20 minutes. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me get my administrator to pull Jose calls and his text messages. Because I do see 35 minutes ago he put a note in the system in the file that he left you
that's when he
reached out to you from me sending a message 5 hours ago.
When he texts me, that's when I start calling y'all. Because I'm like, wait a minute. It's an hour and 20 minutes before the shift start, and y'all telling me this. Like, I could have been down there at 11 o'clock. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me talk to my administrator. I'm going to call you right back. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.